You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
You're listening to the Crime Alert Hourly Update. Here now, some of the biggest stories of the week.
I'm Drew Nelson, updating a story we first brought you on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Mom to a coffle bot. A desperate search for the missing mother in Virginia leads to her husband being named a person of interest, taken away in handcuffs. The 28-year-old woman is a pediatric nurse originally from Nepal, last seen July 31st in Manassas Park. Police gave an update of the search. Here's Manassas Park Police Chief Mario Lugo.
Our investigators have executed over 10 search warrants and conducted hundreds of interviews related to this case. This includes the search warrant that we executed that you are aware of at his residence. My staff continues to work tirelessly and follow up every lead, which we have received hundreds of leads on this case.
Bot's disappearance has shaken the local community and raised serious concerns among her friends and family. She was reported missing by her husband, Naresh Bot, now the chief person of interest. On August 5th, co-workers requested a welfare check when she failed to show up for work at UVA Prince William Medical Center. Naresh initially told police she had left before for, quote, a few days. But as days turned into weeks, suspicions grew. August 21st, Manassas Park Police executed a search warrant at the Bot home. Chief Lugo says Naresh Bot is not cooperating with the investigation. Mamta's friends and members of the local Nepalese community have been vocal in their frustration. A close friend and former colleague of Mamta told local media, quote, "We don't have a clue what is going on." The community has rallied, organizing search efforts and spreading the word through social media, but fear and anxiety continue to grow as more time passes without answers. Mamta's family in Nepal, including her heartbroken brother and mother, are anxiously waiting for any news. Her brother expresses his deep worry, saying, quote, "We just hope that the police will investigate properly and we get our sister back soon." As the investigation continues, authorities urge anyone with information to contact Manassas Park Police, saying that every lead is crucial in this ongoing search for answers.
I'm Jennifer Gould. In a chilling act of revenge, a jilted lover allegedly orchestrates a cross-country plot to douse his ex-girlfriend with acid. William DiBernardino of Boynton Beach, Florida, is accused of paying a couple to travel 900 miles to carry out the attack in New Jersey. The victim was immediately airlifted to a burn center where she remains in critical condition. The acid attack left the woman with burns over 35% of her body, requiring extensive medical treatment. Witnesses described the horrific scene as the victim screamed in pain and sought help from neighbors. Here's neighbor Jim Glinski talking to ABC 6 News.
At first, I thought it was an animal attacking another animal. And then I thought, well, that sounds like a woman's voice.
Investigators quickly identified the suspect car, a silver or gray vehicle. This led them to DiBernardino, who allegedly enlisted Betty Jo Lane, 38, and Jamar McNeil, 39, both of Jacksonville, Florida, to carry out the assault. According to authorities, DiBernardino had been harboring resentment towards his ex-girlfriend for some time and concocted the plan to inflict severe pain and suffering on her. He provided Lane and McNeil with the acid, a rented car, and a detailed instruction on how to carry out the attack. The couple then drove from Florida to New Jersey, carefully planning their route to avoid detection. Then they waited for the victim to arrive home and carried out the attack before taking off from the scene. Witnesses provided descriptions of the car and the attackers, leading to a widespread manhunt. Investigators then traced the rented car to a location in Florida. They obtained surveillance video that showed Lane and McNeil returning to the rental car after the attack. The footage also captured the couple's faces, providing crucial evidence in the case. Law enforcement officers in Florida then executed a search warrant at a residence linked to Lane and McNeil. The couple was arrested without incident. DiBernardino was also taken into custody at his home in Boynton Beach. All three are being held in Florida, awaiting extradition to New Jersey to face charges including conspiracy to commit murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, stalking, and weapons charges.
I'm Nicole Parton. In New York, police have identified the individual whose body they say was discovered dismembered in two different locations, part in the Bronx and part in Yonkers, with neighbors struggling to understand why someone was killed in such a gruesome manner. One woman who wishes to remain anonymous spoke to NBC 11.
Especially, you know, since I have kids and I come visit my mom, and to know that she's here by herself, too.
The NYPD says they discovered severed hands and a leg in a Bronx apartment on Rogers Place that belonged to Latalo Henderson, a 46-year-old resident of the building who lived on the fourth floor. Police say his severed leg was found frozen in a bag in the freezer, while his hands were found in a crock pot filled with bleach. Also found were the victim's teeth that had been removed from his body. The rest of Henderson's body was found charred in a shopping cart under the Oak Bridge in Yonkers, about 13 miles away from his apartment. According to the New York Daily News, the NYPD used surveillance footage to track two people rolling a shopping cart from Henderson's building to the Metro North train around midnight. It's believed the rest of his body was transported in that shopping cart and taken under the Oak Bridge and set ablaze. Police say they are still working to identify the suspects in the video, and the New York City Chief Medical Examiner is still working to determine the exact cause of death of Henderson. This is an active, ongoing investigation. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.